Now we come here to the 36th chapter of the book of Job, and we have actually two more chapters of the discourse of Elihu. Elihu, and I'm reading now verse 1 of chapter 36 of Job. Elihu also proceeded and said, "Suffer me a little, and I'll show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf." Now, he's defending God. He has what most of us have, a limited knowledge. We're dealing with an infinite God, and we don't have all the answers. That is the difficulty that a great many people have today. A man said to me, "I can't believe." And I said, "What is it you can't believe? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose again? He believed that." Well, I said, "Then why can't you trust him?" "Well, there's so much else. The creation, Jonah, Noah, and the miracles, and he had all kinds of problems." And he said, writing to me, "You've made the statement that it's because of our sin that we are unbelievers." And he said, "I want to be a believer." May I say, he's committing, I think, a real sin, and it is this: he's letting what he doesn't know disturb him from what he does know. Now, a great many people know that. And if you know enough to trust Christ, these other things will adjust themselves. I'm sitting in a chair here. Now, there's a great deal about this chair I don't know. To begin with, I don't know who made it. I do not know the company. I do not know very much about this chair. Don't know what kind of wood it is, some kind of plastic covering on it. I really don't know very much about the chair. But friends, I know enough to sit down in it and trust myself to it. Now, you know Christ died for you? Know he rose again? All right then, trust him as your Savior. These other things will take care of themselves in time, I can assure you. And if it's necessary for me to know more about this chair, I think I could find out. But all I need to know is just enough to sit in the chair. And I know very little about an airplane. In fact, I'm even fearful in getting on it. But I get on it. I trust myself to it, you see. And that's all God asks you to do when you come to Christ. And so we're letting many of us, what we don't know, disturb what we do know. Now, will you notice what he goes on to speak of here? Because he's quite limited, as we'll see. He says, "I will fetch my knowledge from afar. I'll ascribe righteousness to my Maker." Now, that's the same thing that Paul put down in a little different way later on. Paul made the statement, "Is there unrighteousness with God?" And the answer is, let it not be. It's not true. God is righteous in all that he does. Now, this man is ascribing righteousness to God. But he's also making it clear that God is so far removed from man that actually we can't know him. And there's an element of truth in that, by the way.